Welcome to the Thrive Church Sermon of the Week podcast. We're inviting you to experience God, forget dead religion, and thrive in Jesus. For more information regarding this podcast and other resources, visit thriveny.org. We hope you enjoy the message.
I want to just give a very, very brief foundational message to set us up for this month on hearing God's voice. And when some of you got the newsletter, if you got the newsletter, which if you didn't, you can talk to me. But some of us, when we got the newsletter and heard that our message series is on God Speak, some of us got scared because you had a God card pulled on you. Who's ever had a God card pulled? Does anyone know what that is? It's a form of spiritual manipulation. And it goes like this. It says, Caleb, God told me that you're supposed to, whatever it is, be a pastor here with me. Or whatever, right? It's for my benefit normally. Now, you might laugh, but I had that card played twice on me. Once when I lived in another country, and once when I was actually here. And there was a leader in another church that pulled a very strong God card on me. And because I'd had a God card pulled on me in the other country, I looked at them and I said, I don't think that's what God's saying. And that was really scary because I was a 20-year-old girl and this was an older guy and it wasn't inappropriate, but it was strong, right? When there's an authority figure saying God said this. And so I want to just get that out of the way this morning. That's not what we're talking about. If you've had a God card pulled on you, I am so sorry because that can be a way that humans get in the mix. How many know, to go off of our country, which again, we don't normally talk a ton about America on a Sunday morning, but how many have there been some God cards pulled from nationally that kind of twist scripture and it's like a form of manipulation and it gets really messy and icky? Anyone ever feel just kind of icky and confused looking at our current state, right? And so that's called God cards. And it's really using the Lord's name in vain. And that's not what we're going to be talking about. Some of us didn't want to come here because hearing God and following his voice feels really frustrating and confusing. Anyone ever just gotten really confused? Like, how are you actually supposed to hear God's voice, right? Maybe you thought that God only speaks one way and you read your Bible and you don't understand what it says. Anyone ever read the Bible and gotten confused? If you haven't read the Bible enough. I'm just going to be honest, all right? Let's just take this right off. All right. And then maybe some of you got really excited, which is my hope that you got excited when we said we were going to talk about God Speaks. Because when God speaks, light comes into darkness. Chaos turns into order in creation, right? And when God speaks and when he's actually speaking and humans aren't getting in the middle of it and twisting it and it's all confusing and chaotic and stuff, amazing things happen, right? And so I want to just start and close, don't worry, by reading a couple scriptures about God's voice. So it says in 1 Kings 19, I'm just going to read these off because it's not a normal Sunday service here. After the fire came a gentle whisper, and then a voice said to Elijah. Psalm 33, by the word of God, the heavens were made, their starry host by the breath of his mouth. Psalm 50, the Lord speaks from the rising of the sun to the place where it sets. Psalm 107. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble. Anyone ever done that? And he saved them from their distress. Anyone ever had that? And he sent forth his word and healed them, and he rescued them from the grave. That is the power of God's voice. The Lord sends his command to the earth, and his word runs swiftly. That's Psalm 147. How many know God's word is swift, right? It doesn't always feel that way, but it is. Isaiah 58, then you will call, and the Lord will answer. Anyone ever called and been answered, right? Jeremiah 33, call to me, and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things. Mark 4:20, yes, I am washing you in the word. It's a fire hydrant. It's been hot out, all right? The fire trucks were doing it, so can God's word. Here we go. Mark 4:20, others, like seeds sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop. That's my prayer as we get into the word of God, Sunday after Sunday this month especially, that we would hear it, accept it, and we would actually produce fruit in our lives. Luke 10, Mary sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. And then lastly, John 5, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. Think about it. If he can speak through a bush in Exodus 3, through a donkey in Numbers 22, if he can speak to kings and orphans, servants, kids, adults, men and women, which in the ancient culture, that's a big deal, what I just said. He didn't just speak to one category. He spoke to all of us, right? If he can do that historically, he can speak to you. I want to build your faith up today that he can speak to you, and he is. But how many know that as humans, we have desires? Anybody get intrusive thoughts? How about some temptation from the enemy? And then there's God's voice. And I want to just start out this month by recognizing everything I just said, that we can have desires, we can have intrusive thoughts, we can have temptations. And have you ever tried to tell God that? Like, God, I can't hear you. I don't know if you understand what I'm dealing with. Let me introduce you to my mind. Like, he didn't create it, right? You're like, hey, God, I've got these desires. I don't know if they line up. God, this thought just loops. If you have anxiety, anyone have intrusive thoughts, it's horrible. Talk to my husband because I say them out loud so that then he can disarm them with me with Jesus. And the poor man did not know what he was signing up for when he married me, right? But it's intrusive thoughts, right? Or how about temptation and just the enemy, right? Sometimes the enemy gets in there and twists stuff and temptation, and you don't know what to believe. But can I tell you that that is the very environment that God gives us this promise? This is our key verse, and it's found in John 10:27. My sheep listen to my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. When God said that, he knew your mind. He knows your mind. He knows your heart. He knows how you think. He knows what fills your mind and what fills your heart and spirit and your life. He knows you more than you know yourself. And he said, my sheep can hear my voice. And that is the environment that God said, no, I give you a promise. It's greater than anything else. Some of us have been trying to convince God when God is like, you can't convince me. You can waste your whole life trying to convince me that you'll never be loved. You'll never hear my voice. But he died on that cross to end it once and for all, to say it is finished, right? So I just want to close by just describing the word voice. Can everyone say voice? Voice? That word voice, my sheep listen to my voice. That word voice is phone or phone. It means voice, sound, or tone, right? Isn't that cool? So it says, my sheep listen to my phone. That's some translation of the Bible. Hopefully no one ever makes, right? It's like the Gen Z or what is it? I don't even know my daughter's generation, whatever it is. It's a weird name, right? So hopefully the translation will never get that weird. But it's my sheep listen to my voice, and that word voice is phone. So if you think about it, all of humanity is searching for the voice of God. In our pockets, we have phones. We have voices. I'm telling you, you're never going to look at your phone again the same way. In your pocket, you have an unlimited amount of voices that you have access to. Day or night. How many have like watched something like it just pops up the reels and suddenly you're listening to a voice and you're like, oh, make it, no, next, right? Like, ah, right? Voices, unlimited voices in our pocket. As of 2026, 97% of the US population have cell phones. There are 7.41 billion mobile users, right? Most half of children. Ah, right? Adam and Eve had full access to the infinite God in the Garden of Eden and yet allowed themselves to be deceived by another voice. Just because you have access doesn't mean you actually are seizing that opportunity or you're doing the right thing with it. And this is full access to unlimited voices. And so I just want to, you can stand on our feet. You'll be very happy. I had an entire point that I'm not giving. So next Sunday is going to be awesome. We're doing baptisms. We're going to blow the roof off hearing the voice of God and actually looking at the scripture deeper here. But the point is, in this day and age, we have unlimited voices in our pocket, and yet all of humanity is crying out to just hear one voice. Amen. And I know Pastor Tom brought us a little history lesson. 250 years ago, they were trying to hear one voice. And whether they got it perfect or not, clearly they didn't get it perfect because no one does. And then voice gets twisted and history happens and humanity happens, right? Look at the mirror. But we have an opportunity to follow one voice and not just get clouded over by all the voices in our pockets. So this week, I want to invite you to be still and know God. That word know is the same word, there's Greek and Hebrew, right? But it means the same as the sheep listen to my voice and I know them. It's the experiential know. It's that our mission statement. Our mission statement is to experience God, to be still and experience that he is God. And so my prayer this week and the Bible study that you're going to get from Pastor Caleb is a really good one. It's getting into the Word of God, looking at how God speaks in the Scripture. But my prayer is that you would be able to be still. I have a 12 p.m. alarm that goes off every day, and I want to invite you to join me with it this month. It's really awkward if you're eating lunch with someone. You're like, what's going on, right? Or you're at work and it's not lunch break. But a 12 p.m. alarm to just be still, to pray, but also listen to God and to center yourself on him. Maybe it means getting out your Bible for 5 minutes. That's the true way to look at the voice of God, right? Everything goes through that. But I want to invite you to be still, be intentional, and especially at 12 o'clock with me. And we'll just continue to unpack hearing God's voice this week and this month. So I'm just going to leave you with a blessing this morning. I bless you to hear God's voice this week. The sound of his gentle whisper and his still small voice, like in 1 Kings 19. To listen to his thunderous roar, Psalm 29. Maybe it'll be through a dream or a vision, like in Genesis 37, or a supernatural manifestation, like the talking bush. Although, I gotta be honest, if you call me and say that, we'll talk and pray together. Hey. Maybe it's through a circumstance, like Jonah, this week. And I hope and pray that no matter what else it is, it's through the word of God. So I just bless you with eyes to see and ears to hear and to cut through the noise. Whatever noise is screaming at you and is loud, whether it's in your home, whether it's in your workplace, maybe the noise is when everything else goes silent and you actually hear your mind and you don't want to hear what's in your mind. But it says in Psalm 85:8, I will hear what the Lord God will speak in me, for he will speak peace unto his people. And so more than anything else, I bless you this morning that God's voice would bring peace to your soul, peace to your marriage, peace to your mind, and peace to your life this week, that you would experience a shalom that you haven't experienced in a long time because you're being still. And you made room for God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening to the Sermon of the Week. If you enjoyed today's message, please support us by rating, reviewing, and subscribing to our podcast. You can find more info and invest in the gospel at thriveny.org. Go and thrive this week, and we will see you soon.